Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the efforts of Dr. Brett Carver, Regents Professor and Wheat Genetics Chair of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University. Dr. Carver is emphatic when he says he wants to improve the economic well-being of hard row winter wheat producers.
My wheat breeding philosophy is, let's produce something again that the farmer can have a livelihood with, number one, but also be responsive to consumer preferences.
Dr. Carver says producing more bushels is job one in helping that farmer succeed.
It has to be able to yield. Farmers need that. They need to be yield competitive.
When it comes to the varieties already released,
I talk about yield and we want to keep moving yield up. I think high cotton is in that direction. I've already provided the data that says, okay, this is a step up from Showdown, which is really our best overall yield performer, I mean, across the board.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, here we are in August, so it's probably going to be too late to get a farm bill done this year. I had the opportunity to catch up with OSU Ag Economics Professor Dr. Amy Hagerman to talk about all things farm bill and what we've seen so far.
Yeah, so we had a really rapid buildup in May, and I think we were all really optimistic going into that markup in the House Ag Committee that maybe we were going to get a farm bill this year. The changes in that farm bill very much evolve the current, the 2018 Farm Bill's programs, nothing really major, huge changes in it, and some really positive things, I think, for the agricultural community in that markup as well. Then things kind of slowed down. We still haven't seen text from the Senate Ag Committee yet. And, you know, here we are in August. This is pretty late hours to get a farm bill done in this year. When we don't have text from the Senate yet on that, which means you can't put together the conference committee to reconcile the two bills and to reconcile the changes before it goes out for full floor votes and goes out to the president to sign.
Dr. Hagerman also feels the suggested increase in reference prices would be valuable to Oklahomans.
Especially with cost of production going up. And that's not just Oklahoma, that's anybody. With cost of production going up, and costs of production will not reduce as quickly as grain prices are reducing. Production costs tend to just be more sticky about how they reduce down. So that gap is worrisome in the next few years. And that's where I would really like to see this farm bill kind of move forward more quickly. I would like to be more optimistic about getting a farm bill in this calendar year.
To hear my complete conversation about the Farm Bill with Dr. Amy Hagerman, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, taking a look at the latest Oklahoma drought monitor, the exceptional drought and extreme drought still at zero, unchanged for this year. Severe drought or worse has increased to 10.24% from last week's 8.61. Moderate drought has improved just a little bit, 39.6% now from 40.51% last week. Abnormally dry or worse conditions now at 72.17%, which is also down from last week's 79.41. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, most of the state about a 33 to 40% chance of rain through August the 31st. Most of the panhandle near normal chances of rain, but the westernmost tip leaning about that 33 to 40% chance of rain, while northeast Oklahoma around a 40 to 50% chance of rain in that timeline. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that every cattle ranch plays a pivotal role in nourishing our communities. With every animal raised, you're not just ensuring a steady food supply, you're bringing quality and care to every table. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.